Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
This got me all fired up this morning. We're doing group therapy here on the show, and listener, we called her Janelle. We put her on the voice disguiser about 10 minutes ago. And her question was, listen, I've been married now for 4 years. I don't know if I need to expect his grooming down there, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, habits to have changed, because they have. And now she's not sure, like, is that just what marriage is? I came on here and Jess got all offended, but I said, listen, women, I feel like you just have to expect that the grooming habits are going to decrease maybe every year until death. I know when I was married for a decade, I will say, like, every year, I'm not saying I, like, let myself go completely, but I'm just saying it's not going to be like it was when you first started.
That sounds like letting yourself go, and I feel like I don't agree with anything that you've just said at all whatsoever.
410-583-1065. There's got to be some, I would say most women listening right now, they're like, exactly, of course you do. You can't expect him to keep this up. What are people saying over text?
A text from the 410 says, as a dude, it doesn't matter that you get comfortable. You still need to keep your stuff clean. Another text from the 410, manscaping is just as important. Besides, the shorter the grass, the taller the stump. Listen, we've been married for 10 years. My husband still takes care of his business. Another text, we've been married for 15 years, and he still takes care of his grooming habits.
Y'all can't pull this over on me. You can't. Listen, as somebody that was married, I have been there. I have done that. It does change. Mm-hmm. What we're getting right now is the people, they're like, oh, look at us. We're in these completely healthy marriages. But I don't think that is the typical response that we're going to get. So yeah, keep texting us, 410-583-1065. It's Mix, and we're Kramer and Jess.
Now,
Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5. You
ready? Now,
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
And we back, baby. We're doing it.
OMG, happy new year. Yes.
It feels so weird because I haven't seen Jess. Well, we took a 2-week break, and yesterday when I drove over to Towson to actually see her, it was the first time I've seen you in 2 weeks, and it felt so weird. I had this major separation anxiety from you.
Garage Boy, my boyfriend, and I were saying the same thing. Like, why do I feel uncomfortable not speaking to Kramer every single day? Like, this is unhealthy that I have this amount of separation anxiety from you, but it feels good. I missed you.
I missed you. And honestly, last night as I'm sleeping, I'm like, I cannot wait to wake up and hang out with our 6 o'clock club. Like, that excites me so much. Like, what is Johnny E been up to? What has Queen Pam been up to? So many questions. So, welcome to our first 6 o'clock club of the new year. If you're brand new to this, and if it sounds weird, by the way, it's because we're literally working from home. We're taking in all the precautions of COVID, and we were traveling for the holidays, so we're both working from home and dealing with that. And I'm like, Jess, I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't even hear you. It's fine.
No, it's weird. It's still weird being at home, and like, I'm in like sweats and stuff. I'm just in my living room by myself. I don't know what to do.
It's fine. But our very first 6 o'clock club of the year. So how this works is, we're basically, listen, if you're awake this early, especially here on January the 4th, heading back to work, we just want to know who you are. I'm Kramer. That's Jess. And now, who are you? You can text us 410-583-1065, and then we give you a shout out on the radio. Anybody up this early with us, Jess?
Yes. Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Jake from State Farm. Cowboy is up with us. Kyle. Also, Sherry, good morning. She wants everyone to know she got engaged over the holiday.
Oh,
congratulations,
what?
To her.
Yeah.
Yes. Lisa G, Elmer, Jake the Jogger, Jen the RN, Veronica, Kenny from PA, Tori, Big Tex, Nurse Danny. Good morning.
Man, we missed you guys so much. I was asking Jess a couple of minutes ago, we were testing out the equipment. I said, there had to have been, over these last 2 weeks, like, the best part of your holiday break and then your worst part of your holiday break. So if you want to chime in on that too, 410-583-1065. Jess, you want to go first?
Yes. The best part of the holiday break was eating everything on the planet.
Yes.
And then the worst part is how my body feels currently, right now. It's not good. Not good.
I talked to Jess last night. We were planning the show. And she was like, I feel like I ate and drank everything. Like,
I
literally
did.
Everything in front of me. Same. I'm literally so scared to step on the scale. Like, I don't even want to think about it right now. I may do it on today's show just to see how bad we are going into the new year.
No. No, okay. Don't do it. Not today.
My best part of the holiday break, because I went home to Georgia to see my mom and my dad and my family, was my mom literally doing everything. Like,
yes.
Going home, like, I'm 37 years old, but going home, I'm always her baby. It's like I take off 30 years off my life. I'm 7 years old again. There's no cooking, there's no cleaning. It was like a 2-week complete break from everything. Worst part, though, was having to drive from Maryland down to Georgia. It ended up being about an 10 and a half, 11-hour drive with traffic and everything. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No, no. So, 6 o'clock club, we're so happy you're back. Shoot us a text, 410-583-1065. Best part of your holiday break and the worst part of your holiday break.
So Lisa G says, the best part was getting her new kitten, Lexi, but the worst part was keeping her out of the Christmas tree. Jake from State Farm, he got his wife a puppy, but the worst part is going back to work. Why did everyone get a new animal except, like, what in the world? I'm so
upset. I was
just
thinking about that. Jess really wanted a kitten before Christmas. That was her goal. And she didn't get one. Like, just a spoiler alert, we'll talk about it later on the show, but for 6 o'clock club, she didn't get one. But everybody else did.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm happy for you. Kimmy says the best part was being able to have all her kids together. Worst part, having to go back to work. Good morning, Amanda from Eastern Shore. And good morning, everybody from the 6 o'clock club. We're so happy to see you.
All right, Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Go Ravens, by the way. We haven't said that, I don't think, since in the last 15 minutes at least. Amazing game yesterday. Playoffs, baby. We're pumped. We're Kramer and Jess, by the way. Got to talk about work from home etiquette. I don't know if you can tell or not, but we're not actually in the studio. I'm over in my house over in Fed Hill. Jess is over in her house over in Towson, and we can't even see each other. We're trying to do this radio show from across the city, which is kind of bizarre. But this morning when I woke up, and I'm sure you've probably been through the same exact feeling if you've been working from home or maybe your kids have been home, is what's the etiquette when you get up in the morning and you don't actually have to go into work? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
What is that? It's such a weird feeling of, like, freedom. Because, for example, typically, I would have to go, I'd have to shower, I'd have to, you know, do my hair, put on a hat,
Get dressed. Yeah, look like an adult. Mm-hmm.
Drive into work, do all the normal adulting things. This morning, man, let me tell you, I woke up. I wasn't going to take a shower at first, but then I felt super tired. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a shower. But I did not brush my teeth yet because I don't know why. I just haven't. And I'm not even wearing real clothes. Like right now, Jess, you need to just picture this. I'm sitting at my desk in my bedroom and I've got a t-shirt, a robe, and literally just my underwear on. Never done a radio show before in just my underwear, but this is my life today.
It's too much freedom. It's too much.
It's too much. Like, what was your morning like now that you don't actually have to go into work with this whole, you know, work from home, social distancing thing? Like, what was your morning like?
It's bad. I mean, because Kramer and I FaceTimed this morning and he told me I'm wearing the same, because we FaceTime every night to prep the show. And then we FaceTimed this morning and I am still in my pajamas that he saw me in the night before. And I woke up, it's bad. It's not, I mean, I think it's awesome. I was able to, like, make breakfast and have coffee and stuff, but, like, my leg is up on the table. I'm all, like, kicking back in my chair right now. It's just not, it's not professional. I feel like a scrub. I feel like a TLC scrub right now.
Did you shower or no?
No, I haven't done anything. I have not. It's just, I'm a mess. It's too comfortable for me. I shouldn't be trusted to do this. I could be doing cartwheels on the ground and you would have no idea what's going on. Like, it's too much.
I'm genuinely curious. For those that are either working from home right now or had to at one point, what's the etiquette on that? Like, did you actually get up and have your normal routine? Did you put clothes on? Because maybe you had Zoom meetings, but maybe you're, like, half dressed up from, like, the top, you know, the top up was fancy, but, like, the bottom you had on yoga pants or something. Can you text us? 410-583-1065.
So on Monday, we do something we call Mom's Monday Motivation. My mom and I do a podcast together. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. It's back. Brand new episode today. So we bring my mom on because she always got some great motherly words of wisdom, especially starting off the new year. So first off, hi, Mom.
Hi, honeys.
What do we got to do to kick off 2021? We did it. We survived 2020. So that's the first great news. Four days in, we're still...
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
2020's gone.
Oh, that's right.
2021 is here.
Yes. So what's the motivation for today?
Here's my motivation. Out with the old, in with the new.
Mm-hmm.
Bring on this new year. Let's be brave, strong, courageous, happy. Hug everyone we see.
Well, within distance. We're not there yet. I don't want a stranger to hug me yet. I'm not there yet.
This year, mm-hmm. Yes, you'll be hugging and being hugged. And yeah.
So what do we want to leave in 2020, and what do we want to bring into 2021? I guess that's probably a good thing that we can kick off the new year with. Like, what's something that we're just like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to be whatever. Whatever you think you should leave in 2021 and start new in 2020 and start new in 2021. Jess, you want to go first?
Yes.
I gave you 30 seconds to think about that.
I know what. Okay, what I want to leave behind is like I want to leave behind any sort of negative mindset. I think what happened in 2020 happened, so it's not necessary to bring that in and just be like, wow, I can't believe we can't do this anymore kind of thing. So I feel like we can take the strength that we've, you know, kind of learned how to have from 2020 into 2021 and be excited about it. But I don't feel the need to bring in any sort of negative energy that happened there.
It's true. I got to leave a lot of fears in 2020. And now that we're here, the first radio show day back into the new year. I feel like this is like really the beginning of the new year. It still felt like a holiday before. But I'm leaving a lot of bad baggage. I've been working for the last 3 or 4 weeks with a therapist on my romantic life because I just can't quite seem to get it right. Or I have a lot of fears when it comes to getting back into a relationship after my divorce. So my goal, and I've already started to shed it, but walking into this new year, I am leaving behind a lot of old habits and beliefs from my divorce that I still just weren't quite gone yet. So I feel good. Going into the new year, I feel pretty good. Mom, what about you?
I am leaving behind any disappointments that I had in 2020 of things that I couldn't do, people I couldn't be with, and I'm looking ahead with no regrets.
I think that's a great way to start the year. Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. Our mom's very first Mom's Monday Motivation for the year. We back, baby.
Yay!
We back.
Cheers.
And don't forget, you can listen to Certified Mama's Boy. That is my podcast with my mom. We do it on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's a daily podcast, so subscribe and check it out. All right, Mom, love you.
Okay, love you forever.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number 3.
Stimulus checks are arriving in bank accounts, and millions of Americans have already started to receive their second COVID payment. The IRS says today is the effective date for the Treasury Department to transfer the $600 per person payment to taxpayers' accounts. Some people already have started receiving them over the weekend. The government expects to make 113 million direct deposits and send out 34 million checks and also prepaid debit cards as well. The payments are going to individuals earning less than $75,000 a year and couples earning less than $150,000. And if you got the first check, you'll get the second by the same method of payment.
It was so wild over the break because there for a second, we were like, wait, are we getting $2,000 per person? You know, like, is that going to be the new? But now, of course, it was $600. What are you going to do with your $600, Jess?
Save it. Maybe.
Are you going to? Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't know.
It's not a huge amount of money, right? Like, it helps, but it's not a huge amount of money. So I'm just trying to figure out what we're all going to do with that $600. Like, do you save it? Do you pay bills off? If you want to comment on that, 410-583-1065. All right, number two.
Number two.
The Ravens took victory over Cincinnati in yesterday's game, 38-3, as Lamar Jackson threw three touchdown passes and became the first NFL quarterback in history to rush for more than 1,000 yards in two consecutive seasons. Another record was also set by J.K. Dobbins with 8 touchdowns. He set the Ravens' rookie touchdown record. The Ravens are now in the playoffs, set for a rematch against Tennessee. And if you don't remember, a year ago, the Ravens entered the playoffs as a Super Bowl favorite, but were defeated by the Titans. So this game is a very, very intense. It should be pretty intense. They'll play in Nashville this Sunday at 1 p.m.
How are you feeling, by the way? Jess, very boldly, when we first got here, came on the air and said, listen, if the Ravens win the Super Bowl, I'm going to get a Ravens tattoo. And then, honestly, mid-season, I was like, I don't know. Maybe she's going to be all right. And then, now we brought it back around.
I don't know. We were struggling a little bit. So, and obviously, I want our team to go all the way. I want that in my heart. However, when we won yesterday, there is a pure minute of just, like, fear. Because I was just like, oh, my God, am I literally about to get a Ravens tattoo on my body? Like, I think it might just happen. So, I don't know.
Reality. All right, number one.
Number one.
So it's no secret that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have been living separately for quite some time now, but a new report is suggesting that their living situation is not going to change anytime soon. According to an insider, Kanye is taking some time and space to work on himself and is spending a lot of his time in Wyoming, and the source says that he's in a happier place, and Kim approves since he has a good support system around him. But as for their kids, Kim wants to keep the kids with her in Los Angeles, but both Kim and Kanye make it a priority to communicate daily, and he's in touch often on FaceTime too. So
how do you feel about that? I don't know. I've always thought there's trouble brewing with this situation. I'm surprised, honestly, those two are still together, just from like the signs that we've seen and all the struggles they've had to go through, and obviously Kanye trying to work on his mental health, and you know, Kim having to help him sort through that. I just give them credit to be able to pull it off this long. To be completely honest with you. Remember they got together, how weird that was? We were like, what? Kanye and Kim, this will never last. And now, how long have they been married now? Has it been a decade?
I don't even know. I mean, they've at least been involved for over a decade, but I hope it works out, honestly, but we'll see. This is Jess, and that was your top three.
I want to see if you agree with this prediction. It's Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Welcome back, by the way. We're so happy to have you here. Listen, I don't think I'm psychic, like a full psychic, but I think I have psychic abilities that I'm just now able to tap into. I'm serious. I'm really not trying to make like a mockery out of this. I'm serious. I feel like over the last couple of years, there's been messages that have come to me. I'm not looking for them, but they just like, they pop up in my head and I'm like, what? And then the course of days, weeks, months, years, all these messages that come to me end up coming true. Like, for example, I woke up one day, it's probably been 10 years ago now. One of my best friends, I'm like, she's pregnant. Like, it just popped in my head, she's pregnant. So I call her, I'm like, hey, are you pregnant? She's like, no, I'm not pregnant. And then it was 2 days later, she took a pregnancy test, found out she was pregnant. Psychic.
You dreamed that?
I literally dreamed that. I like saw the whole thing in my head. So I woke up this morning with another premonition that I want to go ahead and put out. And I'm not excited about this one. This one may actually freak you out a little bit. What I thought we would do is, here, our very first show of the year, we'll come on and make our predictions for 2021, okay? Then what we'll do is we'll come back on our very first show of January 2022, and we'll see how many of these actually came right. And I'm predicting me, as the psychic one of the show, we'll be able to get all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Whatever.
Jess, I'll have you start. We're going to do three categories, okay? We're going to do a Baltimore prediction for the year. We're going to do a pop culture prediction of the year. And we're going to do a prediction about each other as well, okay? So, Jess, your three. Here we go.
So, for my Baltimore prediction, I think that the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl.
How you feel about that?
And the reason why I think that is because I said I was going to get a tattoo, and often when I make low-key bad decisions like that, they typically have to happen, and I think that they're going to win the Super Bowl, and I think I'm going to end up getting a tattoo. I just have this, like, gut feeling about it.
Yeah, Jess made this agreement with us on our, like, the second show. She comes in all excited about the Ravens. She's like, yeah, you know what? And if the Ravens win the Super Bowl, I'm going to get a Ravens tattoo. And we're like, what? She's like, you know, I promise. I'm down. I'm loyal. I'm like, all right. Well, here we are. So we'll see in a couple of weeks. Okay. Your prediction in pop culture.
I think that Ariana Grande is actually going to get married this time.
Oh. She's engaged. She just got engaged over the break. What's her fiance's name?
Dalton Gomez.
Do you feel good about them?
I do. I think she's in a good place, and I think that she will actually, because, you know, she was previously engaged to Pete Davidson, you know, and that didn't follow through. But I think that she will actually get married to this guy.
Okay, and then your prediction for 2021 for my life, what?
I think that you will finally be in a committed relationship this year where you'll actually call the female your girlfriend and allow her to call you her boyfriend and will actually post a picture of her face that's not blurred out on social media.
That gave me so much anxiety. That thought alone. I don't know, man.
That's going to happen.
The way my dating life's been going post-divorce, I have not called anyone my girlfriend for 3 years now. So, will this be the year? If we're going on years prior, I can't put money on that. All right.
I don't think it's gonna happen soon though. But I think I feel like it's gonna happen by like September, October for you.
Okay, we'll have to see. All right, my three predictions, y'all. I woke up this morning. I don't know where this came from. I think this is gonna be the Orioles' very last year in this city. I think this is it. I don't know where that came. I literally woke up this morning. I checked my phone.
Why
and I'm
would
sitting
you
there.
Say
I'm
that?
Like, it's the Orioles' last season. They're going to play here. I don't know where they're going or what they're doing, but that's just what came to my mind. That's all I got. So that would happen after the end of the season. So what, like October? I would say by the end of the year, the Orioles are not going to be in Baltimore. And I don't want that. That's just what I'm predicting on my psychic ability.
Oh, my gosh.
When it comes to pop culture, I think by the end of the year, TikTok is going to be dead. I think that we're going to switch over to Instagram Reels. I know right now it's been kind of like weird. Nobody's really using it. But Instagram has a way of taking down everything. My prediction for pop culture is we will not be using TikTok or being like, talk about it in pop culture by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Jess, my prediction for you is not great. As someone with psychic abilities, it's not great.
You're so annoying.
I think that you and your boyfriend, Garage Boy, are going to break up this year.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
If I'm just like pulling on my premonition, I think you will. Here's what I predict is going to happen.
You're insane.
Well, because it's been a lot. You guys are living together for the first time. There's a lot of stress moving to a city for the first time. I think something's going to happen over this next year that is going to break you guys up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to move back to California. I think he's going to stay here. Here's the good news, though. I predict that by this show next year, our first show in January of 2022, you guys will be back together and you will be stronger, but I do predict a breakup this year.
Why? You're so toxic.
I'm psychic.
You're insane.
I'm psychic.
I cannot I predict you guys will break up, but you will get back together and be stronger than ever. You're so annoying.
It's my predictions. You can't get mad about my predictions. Okay?
So annoying.
So we'll come back. I mean, what do we know? Who knows? We wouldn't have predicted half of what happened last year. So there you
whatever.
Go. First show of next year, we'll check in. Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Thanks for hanging out. Okay, this made me laugh. It's Mix 106.5. Jess, a couple of seconds ago, and really quick, you can always text us at any time. We're doing the show from home, but you can always text us 410-583-1065. What's that text that just came through?
Okay, we got a text from the 443, and they said, can we get Jess a new microphone with the $600? Dang!
Jess's stimulus payment's got to go for a better microphone as we work from home for the next couple of days, man.
Yo, it's not my fault.
We're trying out here. They came out with a list this morning. Apparently, the Lake Superior State University of Michigan does this every single year. They call it their annual Banished Words List, and it features words that folks need to stop saying due to overuse, misuse, or just uselessness, okay? So overall, they came up with 1,400 words and phrases that needed or that were nominated, and then there were 250 were actually of the coronavirus. Let's go over though the top five, Jess, and I want to see if you're overusing these phrases starting today. if you think we should just not use these anymore, okay? The number five on the 2021 banished words list is the phrase, in these uncertain times.
Ugh.
In these uncertain times.
Yes, every time. I'm over that. Because like it's cringe.
Every radio and TV commercial started like that. In these uncertain times. Mm-hmm. Actually, all of these are COVID related. The number four on the 2021 banished words list is the phrase, in abundance of caution. In an abundance of caution.
It's just repetitive.
Number three is, we're all in this together. Ugh.
Oh, how my goodness.
How many times?
I don't know why I get so aggravated now, but I think it's just because we've heard it so many times that at this point I'm just like, are we?
I honestly loved it, though, in March. I'm like, yeah, we are all in this together. In April, I'm like, yes, yes. But by June, I'm like, nah. Like, I don't know. No,
we are together, but we already know it, so it's fine.
Number two on the 2021 banished words list is social distancing. Like, it's just been overused. We're tired of hearing it. And what do you think the number one – have you seen this list yet? Did you see it?
No.
Okay, what do you think the number one – word on the 2021 banished words list is?
Is it mask?
No, but it is coronavirus.
Is it pandemic?
No.
Is it COVID-19?
Yes, there it is. COVID-19 is the number one word people are so sick of hearing. They put everything in there, related words to anything COVID. Coronavirus, Rona, all in that same category.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple more on this list because they made me laugh. The number 10 thing that people said we should get rid of is, I know, right? Which I personally love. Like, I use that all the time.
Oh, saying, I know, right?
I know, right?
I like that.
I do too.
But we hang out, so maybe but maybe everybody else hates it.
The number 9 on this list was the word sus.
Oh, yeah, like suspect.
Would you like to speak up for that? Because Jess is a common user of the phrase sus, or the word sus.
I think maybe people just maybe they didn't catch on to it, you know, because it is a little hard to understand. But I like sus. But I can understand why people are over it, though.
The number 8 thing, it was fun in 2021. We're talking about the banished words list, the number 8 word for this year. And it was cute for a while. We did our thing with it. But the word or the name, Karen.
Yeah.
You know, are we good now?
I know. I think we should stop. It's not fair for everyone that's named Karen.
Truly. Pretty sus if you ask me.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.